Good morning, Kyle.
We have not talked, and I'm glad we haven't, for a while. Legionella, what can you share? Is there any update at all?
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago on November 6th, I shared our final Legionella update on our social media page, just kind of giving an overview of the outbreak response and what has transpired through the last couple months, and just kind of let people know that we have made it through on the other side of this outbreak, which is fantastic news.
Yeah, we turned the corner. I know that we probably don't know, but did we ever find out, you know, where it came from?
You know, we did have the one tower that did test positive for that Legionella pneumophilus there, group one, which is that Legionella species that causes Legionella or Legionnaires' disease in humans. But we still will not be releasing where that specific tower was. That business center did take care of the disinfection processes that we were asking of them. So, you know, the threat to the public is no longer, at this time, a problem.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Anything else on Legionella? Are you getting any other communities that might be reaching out to us saying, hey, we might, you know, we could have a problem with this. How did you guys handle it? Because we kind of, we almost created a blueprint, really, on how to handle Legionnaires.
You know, we have been. We've been getting a couple other, whether it's communities, other local public health, also some hospitals, I believe, have been reaching out, you know, just asking some questions. They're doing some preparedness things on their own, which I think is fantastic. You know, with in our public health sector, we all like to share, and emergency management, we like to share, you know, ideas with each other and how we did one thing and how it worked, and then how someone can better prepare in the future if it were to ever hit their community. You know, this is something that I hope never goes to any other community, especially in Iowa, but anywhere else. And so we've been sharing those things with the people. And then also the state of Iowa has put together some fact sheets that we used throughout the outbreak that we used from CDC, and those will be on their website if they aren't already. And then I'm going to hope to get those put up on our website as well so people can continue to access those if they have any questions.
Okay, final question for you concerning Legionnaires. The internet can be a wonderful thing. It can also be, you know, where rumors fly. And unfortunately, we did have a lot of rumors. How many people were, like, calling you and going, hey, I know where this is, or so-and-so got sick from this? And I mean, you were probably hearing all kinds of good information, but also a lot of misinformation.
Yeah, that is correct. We did have some people call the office. Some people were, you know, everybody's concerned and wanted to get to the bottom of it just as much as, you know, we did. Like I said, we did end up finding a tower that tested positive, which is good. It did not match the human sample, one of the human samples that was tested. So we can't ultimately say that we found, like, the source. Like we said, Legionella is ubiquitous in the environment, meaning it's everywhere. It can be found in hot tubs and shower heads, in cooling towers, of course, as well as it can grow in those warm environments of CPAPs. So, you know, making sure you have those processes and so you don't contract it other ways. And then, you know, the big thing is any case that is reported going forward will not be considered part of the outbreak, but just some of those that just happen throughout Iowa normally.
So, okay, I said this was going to be my last, but now I'm semi-concerned because you said shower heads. I'm going to have to, I may not shower, is what I'm thinking.
Well, you know, the Legionella, we're usually exposed to it, and it doesn't affect, you know, healthy people, but if you have some underlying health conditions, you know, you're a former or current smoker, you have some lung conditions, you're 50 and older, you know, you may pose a greater risk. But, you know, it's just cleaning those shower heads, you know, letting that shower run for 30 seconds to a minute to kind of flush out that stuff. Because it's only, you know, given through or obtained in your body through the aerosolized water droplets. So, again, no drinking water, but just let those run, especially in those hotels or other places where you may not travel that much outside of your own home.
Yeah. Okay. I take about a 30-second shower, so this could...
No hair for you, though.
No, I save on shampoo all the time. Same shampoo.
No lather.
Yeah, same shampoo bottle since college. That's the way I roll. Hey, always good to get you on the air, Sydney. Have a wonderful weekend, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.